Madison is home to the National Stem Cell Bank. It distributes federally approved embryonic stem cell lines. During the Bush administration, that meant only those created before 2001. Now that the funding ban has been overturned by President Obama, the embryonic stem cell bank could see more business. The Fed's investment could also spur more interest from both a scholarly and commercial standpoint. Carl Gulbranson directs the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation. He says private investment might be bolstered by the fact that embryonic stem cells are now in clinical trial for spinal injuries. The California company Geron is using a Wisconsin stem cell line for those trials.
We'll see more and more of your certainly research product companies and even the large pharma companies getting more interested in this technology, which I think bodes well for certainly the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
For the state as a whole, it gives Wisconsin more financial footing against states who've had a leg up with local taxpayer funding. Alta Sharo is a UW-Madison bioethics and law professor who was part of President Obama's transition team.
Of course, it helps to even the playing field since California had independent sources of funding from their Proposition 71 effort. That money in the past 8 years has helped to attract talent to California in numbers that we don't have.
Sharo says more federal money should help young scientists into stem cell research. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.